We are joined right now by a four-time Pro Bowler. He had three tackles in Sunday's win over New England, a linebacker for the Titans. He won the Nagurski, Lombardi, and Hendricks Award at Texas. He was the 13th pick overall back in 2009. Tennessee's 5-4. They're in second in the AFC South, and they're at Indianapolis on Sunday. Of course, a CBS game. Brian Arakpo is my guest. Brian, great to have you back. How are you?
What's going on, Jim? Glad to be back.
Always good to have you on, Brian. I always look forward to it. Let me ask you first about last week. Every time I have a defensive player on the show, Brian, they talk about facing Tom Brady, and every guy says the exact same thing. You've got to make them uncomfortable. Everybody knows what to do, but so few teams are able to actually do it. How were you able to do it, and then how satisfying was it?
Yeah, very satisfying. Everybody knows the recipe to defeat Tom Brady, or to at least give yourself a chance, and you got to put pressure on him, make him uncomfortable. We was able to do so. We mixed and disguised a bunch of different things. It's a great scheme we had throughout the week, and we just emphasized always putting pressure in the middle of the pocket, making, even if you don't get the sack, just make it uncomfortable while he's up there in the pocket. And thought we did a great job, and that's why we was able to have so much success on Sunday.
Brian Arakpo joining us. You know, obviously you want to get pressure on him, and he gets it out so quickly. Can you actually confuse the guy? I mean, the guy has seen absolutely everything whatsoever. Do you feel like you had some success in throwing different looks at him? Were you able to confuse him at all?
I wouldn't say confuse him. I was just, things were finally clicking up front. And also, let's give credit to our defensive backs. They did a good, tremendous job giving us that extra second or two to get in the pocket and to make his throws erratic and maybe get some quarterback hits and also some sacks. So it's hard to confuse a guy like Tom Brady at the end of the day, but if things are coming through, we're getting in the middle of the pocket, we're hitting them, then you're going to have a pretty much a good day.
Brian Arakpo joining us. After the game, guys, we're talking about Mike Vrabel's message, and his point was make sure the Patriots feel everything on every single hit. So, Brian, how much of Sunday's win was a statement about your identity as a defense?
Well, you know, our defense, we're really clicking on all cylinders right now. Not to get too high or too low, but, you know, things are working for us. The scheme is great. We got a lot of great underrated players on this defense that are just some ball hawks and just some savages out there that just go out there and play some great football together. And that's why we're having so much success defensively this year. And offense did a tremendous job just scoring in the red zone. And then once we were able to get back out there, we were able to get some three and outs and keep giving the ball back. But, and just hats off to our defense, man. They're playing extremely well. And we're just going to continue to improve week in and week out and get ready for this Colts game.
So obviously you remember Mike Vrabel as a player. He played not that long ago. What's it been like to play for him so far?
Oh, it's fun. It's fun, especially for me. You know, he played my position outside backer, so he knows what I see out there. We have the same eyes. So when I'm talking, he understands what's going on, and he can help me on the sideline. I never had a head coach on the sideline that's with me, you know, helping me see different things. You know, normally a head coach is an offensive-minded guy, and it's definitely unique and fun to have a head coach is on our side of the ball.
Brian Arakpo joining us. Brian, you're in your 10th season, and you're still playing at a really high level. You battled through some really serious injuries earlier in your career. So how much pride is there for you to still be playing at this level so deep into your career?
Man, just very blessed, you know, just to continue to still be doing what I'm doing at like you said, at a high level. I feel like I'm in great shape. My body feels amazing. And just going out there and just helping the young guys, but at the same time, just continue to try and make plays for our defense. You know, I remember at one point I was a young guy in the huddle, just trying to get my feet wet at 22, 23 years old. Now I'm the oldest in the huddle, myself and Woodyard. And it's funny, we're teaching, but at the same time, we're still out there making plays. And it's just fun. It's gratifying to know that hard work really does pay off. And, you know, it's just fun to go out there and compete.
Honestly, you two dudes are two of my favorite guys, Woodyard too. He's come on the show like you have for so many years. Like, now guys look to you, guys gravitate to you. They want to pick your brain. When you first got into it on that level in the league, who were some of the guys that you went to and some of the guys that you wanted to chat up?
Oh, man, I had a bunch of them. London Fletcher just comes to mind. He was a guy that I learned a lot as far as leadership and the way you take care of your body and the maturity you need to be in this league and play at a high level when you get older. Andre Carter was another one, a former defensive end for the Washington Redskins. It's just a bunch of guys, man. Those guys really come to mind when teach me how to be a professional at a very young age, man. And I always think young guys should gravitate or learn a few things from the older guys, because I'm telling you, it'll carry you a long way.
Brian Arakpo joining us. Brian, you have gotten into something off the field. This is fascinating. I can't wait to talk to you about this. You and your former teammate Michael Griffin opened up a Gigi's cupcake shop outside of Austin. First of all, what was it about the cupcake business that got you interested?
Well, I love sweets. You know, myself and Griff, we always get together every offseason, and we always, you know, have dinner, hang out. And we always end up at some type of sweet spot, you know, and it's candy, cupcakes, just any type of deal. And we ended up at this one cupcake store, and we put two and two together. We both played for the Tennessee Titans. We know how famous Gigi's is in Nashville. It didn't gravitate to the Austin market yet, so we just made some calls, and long story short, we built the Gigi's cupcakes from ground up, and we put it in Austin, and it's thriving ever since.
Right now, one of the things you've talked about is that in the cupcake business, obviously this is very different than the football business, or as you put it, quote, I've got to tone the rack down. I've been more Brian these days. So how do you go about making that change? What's that been like?
Yeah, that definitely was tough at first, because when you're dealing with a locker room, and you're dealing with, you know, the football mentality, everything is a lot of pressure. It's always wanting to be great. You know, it's always, you know, just it's a lot of pressure, and it's no time for sick days and things of that nature. But now you're dealing in the retail business and the cupcake business. It's a little bit different. You're baking, you're decorating. You know, so everything is delicate. Everything is, you know, you're wearing pink aprons and things of that nature. So it's just a different mentality. I can't really do the rack attack that I normally am on the football field. Turn into Brian, kind of tone it down a little bit, and then you can sell for customers and put a smile on customers' face.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's something to be said. Like, if you have an issue with somebody or something, you can just line up and hit them in the head, but not in that line of work. In fact, Griffin said it's tougher than playing football. There have been some really long hours in the offseason. It's different, but is it harder than playing football? Because that's what Griff said.
Well, it's a different mentality. It's not, definitely physically it's not harder.
Right.
I mean, that's a no-brainer, but it's definitely a different mentality. It's a lot more hours. We literally were from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. at one time, just in training, just trying to learn the ins and outs of the business, trying to learn how to sell to customers, please customers, make them happy, how to learn and bake different things. I mean, we literally built the store from ground up, and at the same time, we had to learn the concept of the store from ground up. So definitely was challenging, because we're coming to it from football players that knew nothing about baking, and now we're trying to run a business. So definitely had its trying times, but I think we mastered it so far.
I love it. I love it. And the thing I really respect about that, you clearly did not scratch a check and then just kind of leave it to somebody else. You've done this thing. You two of you guys learned the business and built it from the ground up. Now, you and I have been talking for a long, long time, and I always look forward to the conversation. You've been referred to as an old soul in the past. And earlier this season, Brian, I thought you did a beautiful video with the team where you talked about your mother, Gloria, and how that old soul vibe kind of comes from her. What did she teach you growing up? What was she like?
Yeah, she was, man, just a hardworking woman, a woman that I learned a lot of my maturity from, and being responsible. Me being the oldest sibling and her, you know, just working extremely hard and trying to give us the best life that she can possibly can. It just kind of translated to who I am today. You know, I can't thank my mom enough for just making sure that we was always comfortable and content with, you know, being a successful man that I am today. And, you know, like I said, I learned a lot of maturity and responsibility at a very young age, and it kind of carried those traits up until today.
It's great. A four-time Pro Bowler, Tennessee is 5-4. They're second in the AFC South. He was the 13th pick overall in the 2009 draft. Also an owner and operator of a Gigi's cupcake business. Brian, so good to have you back on. Always look forward to the conversation. Like I mentioned, great to have you back. I know we'll do it again. I appreciate the relationship.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it, Rack. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Good luck. Tennessee at Indianapolis. I mean, dude's like a stud, right? Super physical player, big presence, and they make cupcakes.